that's how I came to know him.
Jim Cooper, the Sacramento County Grand Jury criticized you in 2005 for trying to stop Elk Grove from ending its contract with the Sheriff's Department. Elk Grove became a city, but had a contract with the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement. And you were then, and still are, a member of the Elk Grove City Council. Did you violate conflict of interest laws or regulations by acting in that way?
No, I don't think so. I went to the grand jury, and part of it was there was talk about going to their own police department, and that it would be much cheaper than staying with the sheriff's department. Being inside and having that insider's knowledge, I said otherwise. I should have gone about it better, absolutely. That was my fault. I could have done it a better way. I got up and talked in front of the council as a private citizen. And in the end, right now, Elk Grove is paying 60% of its general fund. Discretionary money goes to law enforcement. That's way upside down compared to the other police departments in our region. So what I said was right, but the method I went about it was absolutely wrong. I could have done it better.
Also, Jim Cooper, as I understand, the former police chief of Elk Grove, Robert Simmons, has endorsed Scott Jones. You presumably know Robert Simmons well from your time in Elk Grove City Council. Why has he endorsed your opponent as opposed to you?
On his last night, he tried to get benefits, to get lifetime medical benefits. Even though he'd been a sheriff's department employee his entire career, he was a contract chief down there. And then when Elk Grove changed over, he became their permanent police chief. He was chief for about a year or two, but he tried to get permanent lifetime medical. And as a sheriff deputy, we don't have lifetime medical. So he'd not done enough time in PERS, and I voted against him. And that's the reason Chief Simmons still does not like me during this day.